online at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
The following program is paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via All Igniting Change with Barbara Arnwine, platforms by host Barbara Arnwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host.
It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Arnwine.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Igniting Change. Oh, we got a show for you today. And we're going to be talking about all this good, get out the vote work that's being done. We're going to tell you about what we did in Chicago, Pittsburgh, and mighty Maryland. But before I get into the show, let me bring up my co-host, because we got to speak to the people in the way of the storm, right? So let me bring up my mighty co-host, the wonderful leader of the board, chair of the board of the Transformative Justice Coalition, one of the nation's most profoundly brilliant and creative and innovative attorneys and strategists in the country. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about none other than Attorney Daryl D. Jones. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Barbara, it must be Tuesday. It must be noon Eastern Standard Time because we're talking about igniting change across America. Barbara, let me tell you, and I know as you and I speak that Reverend Jesse Jackson is headed to the mayor's office in the city of Chicago to accept the key to the city on
yes.
his 83rd birthday, Barbara. My goodness, we've got to wish Jesse Jackson Sr., our mentor, a very happy birthday today. Happy 83rd birthday, Barbara.
Happy birthday, Reverend Jackson. Happy birthday. We also want to send out the best prayers, hopes, and comfort that we can to the people who have survived the horrific destruction of the Hurricane Helene, and we want to send any prayers for safety to all of those in the path of Milton that's getting ready to hit Florida, you know, tomorrow, sometime late tonight through tomorrow. Please, people, be safe, evacuate, do what's necessary, and Daryl, we want everybody to not to believe the mythologies that they're hearing. If you were impacted by Hurricane Helene, you not only are entitled to the $750 in immediate relief, there is more relief available to you. Don't believe the lies that people are telling just for political reasons. They want to discourage you. They want to make you hateful in this moment instead of giving you the help that you need. Go to the important websites of the FEMA and look at where you can get relief. You know, put in FEMA/Helene. And or just FEMA, Helene, you'll get all kinds of information. Don't believe the hateful disinformation that's out there. Nobody has lost any money because of any money going to Ukraine or to migrants or anybody else. FEMA has a budget. It's using that budget. And people are just lying to you. Please apply for relief. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely, Barbara. And, you know, this just popped on my screen, Barbara, and you know, very few things tickle my fancy like this one that just popped up. Governor DeSantis down in Florida, they're sitting there, they're preparing for Hurricane Milton to hit down there, He refuses to take the call from Vice President Harris. I don't believe this. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. They're in the middle of a tragedy, in the middle of something that's going to be tragic down there. He's playing politics with it, Barbara.
And it's not the first time, people. Please. You may not remember, folks. This is not the first time. I am just saying facts here. That remember when California had those horrible fires and they were seeking the disaster relief? Remember when Louisiana was hit by a horrible hurricane, hurricanes, I should say, and was seeking the disaster relief? Remember that there were GOP congresspeople who voted against disaster relief. But then when Sandy hit New Jersey, New York, and other areas, and when other hurricanes hit Texas, all of a sudden they voted for relief. You know, this politicizing of disaster has to stop. So we want to really, you know, call that out. Don't let it fuel hate. Don't let it fuel fear. Just be safe, people, and apply for assistance if you were negatively affected by the hurricane. And please get out of the way of Milton, everyone. Please. All right. Let's get into our show because we have some mighty, mighty, mighty guests with us today, Daryl, because we were in Pittsburgh recently. The title of our show today, for all of those who need to know, is the I'll Rise and Vote Episode 3. Yes, it's the third week of activations that we've been doing around the country. We're going to talk about the October 3rd Chicago TJC RPC Votercade and Voters to the Polls. We're going to talk about the October 5th Pittsburgh Votercade and GOTV concert. Oh, honey, you missed some good singing. And we're going to talk about October 6th, the Baltimore Fannie Lou Hamer Votercade. Woo, we got a lot to talk about. And I just, you know, want to bring up our guests. Our first guest that we will bring up is just amazing. She is one of the most powerful organizers you can meet. She doesn't play. She gets out there and does the hard work. She's not one of those just sitting in the chairs telling everybody what to do. She does the work herself, and she is a strategist. I'm talking about one of the leaders of the VIP in Pittsburgh, and that's Yvonne Rainey. Hey, Yvonne, welcome to Igniting Change.
Hello, Dr. Arwine. Hello, Mr. Daryl. Hello, VIP Pittsburgh and Miss Jeanette. I love you all. I appreciate you all here in Pittsburgh. We do what we do. Mr. Tim, our fearless leader. Kudos to him, VPEP, Miss Lorraine, Miss Judy Clack, Cynthia English, my rider down the side. Miss Lorraine, I just love all our people here because you know what? We're boots on the ground, and that's how we get down. We are talking about educating our people, getting them aware of how important voting is, and we're true to the cause. We're true to the cause. And when I say that, Mr. Sebastian, we missed you on Saturday. But Dr. Judith Moore, Pittsburgh High Ground Praise Ministry, Dr. Pastor Dolores Thrower, it's so many. But my thing is, we are a team. We are out here in the trenches, boots on the ground. And I keep saying boots on the ground because, like I tell people, this is not a horse and pony show. For those who are from farming land, no, it's about new work. You got to get out there in the field and plow. And that's what we're doing.
All right, now.
And I am so excited and so happy to be with a dynamite team that, you know,
let me introduce the rest of your team so we can get everybody into the conversation.
Okay.
And we love, you know, VIP, Voting is Power. We want to introduce Cynthia English, who is also a community activist, and she is part of the Voting is Power, VIP, Pittsburgh Regional Coalition. Welcome, Cynthia English. You were amazing.
Good morning. Good early afternoon to everyone on my in the view of my speaking voice. We are so pleased to be with you. We enjoyed everyone who joined us on October 5th, last Saturday, with our reach to our Rise and Get Out to Vote, along with our concert. We had a great time, COVID shots, flu shots, the people that came, food trucks, vendors, all of our people that helped us to get to where we are. We thank you, and we're so pleased to be a part of the program today.
Well, thank you so much. And let me bring up Dr. Judith Moore, who is also she's the CEO and founder of Sister Saving Ourselves Now and Pennsylvania State Affiliate, Black Women's Roundtable. Hey, hey, Melanie Campbell and all the BWR people around the country. She is also part of Voting is Power, VIP, Pittsburgh Regional Coalition. Welcome, Dr. Judith Moore.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for joining. And we're going to ask, I hear some noise from the box.
Okay.
Will somebody please, will you mute your phones when you're not talking? Because we are hearing a lot of noise and static. Thank you. Thank you. It's gone away. Excellent. I also want to introduce, I believe he's on the line, Mr. Tim Stevens, who is the chairman CEO of Black Political Empowerment Project, BPEP, as they may call it. He's also a member of the Voting is Power. Okay. Who else do you have? Who else is?
Lorraine Cross.
Hey, Miss Lorraine.
Oh, there you go. Lorraine Cross is on. That's what we didn't know. We didn't know Mr. Stevens wasn't able to make it, but the mighty Lorraine Cross has come up. Hi, Lorraine. Welcome to the show. Lorraine is an incredible activist. Daryl, she had us rolling on those streets in Pittsburgh. Had us all up and down the hill, all around. We went, oh, my God, Daryl, do you want to pick up on that? I mean, Miss Lorraine did that voter case like a champ. She showed you how it's done, right, Daryl?
She did, Barbara. You're absolutely right. And Lorraine, we're so appreciative of what you've done. Welcome to your maiden voyage here on Igniting Change. Lorraine, let's go ahead and jump right in with you. You know, prior to the activation, the concert series, the I'll Rise and Vote concert series that occurred in the park, we had the occasion to go through some challenged communities with the basketball bus. Lorraine, can you share with our audience what that was like, particularly when we reached the point where we stopped with the bus and the kids came out to enjoy the basketball bus?
Sure, Daryl. And Dr. Arwan, thank you for that gracious introduction. we went through the north side of Pittsburgh, and we went through Northview Heights, and on our way, you know, there was a group that was having a wedding outside, which was really surprising to us, and they were excited when they seen the Hoop Bus, and so I figured that, you know, one of the best places to take them up in Northview Heights, which is a community which we adopted as VIP coalition is because, you know, it's one of the marginalized communities that we need to make sure that they get the information and know the importance of voting. And one of the concerns that they had during one of our voter education and registration programs there on the 26th of September, we had it with BPEP and Blink and the Transformative Justice Coalition was there as well. No one comes back after the election. No one's concerned after the election. So we decided that this is going to be one of our goals is to make sure that they're not forgotten about it. So when we went to the playground in Northview, the children were there where they practiced soccer. And it was just so amazing. And I do have a video also with the children playing basketball. I don't know, Daryl had a little bit more child in him than in some of the children.
Daddy Daryl, he's out there. All right, now.
I want to see the video.
Back to
basketball.
I don't believe it.
Oh, yes. I got the video. I got evidence. I got evidence, everybody. I got some videos.
Got evidence.
Out there, please.